for jamming out here at Real Life in Louisville. I'm your host, Kristen Riddick. It is a fabulous Thursday, and we're hip-hopping. It is Thankful Thursdays, where we talk about community and home, and nothing more important than our home sweet home that we try to maintain and want to have a place that is lovely to come home to and relax. The folks at Taylor Homes have been doing a series with me, and today we're going to talk a little bit about cabinetry. Joining me this morning is the president of Taylor Homes, Chris Taylor, and also joining me is the regional director for Armstrong, and that is Brad Dickerson. Good morning, Brad and Chris. How are you guys?
I'm doing great, Kristen. How are you doing today?
Good, Kristen. Good. Thank you.
I'm glad you guys could be with me. Of course, I've already talked offline to Brad and put a little bug in his ear that I need some new cabinetry myself.
Well, he can hook you up.
You know, doing a little mission on the side here. But it really, though, cabinetry in a home can really say, make this huge difference in the look and feel of a kitchen, a bathroom, an entertainment space in a large living room or family room area, and can dress up a home or give it a whole look and feel. You know, if you wanted it to look more French country, if you want it to be more contemporary, if you like traditional, if you want it to be very modern and simple lines, it really kind of sets the tone for the whole entire room.
Absolutely. And, you know, and cabinets are just so much more beyond bathrooms and kitchens anymore. But, you know, even speaking of the kitchen, opinion, cabinetry is the entire focal point of the interior of the home.
Right. It is. And it, especially when you look at in the kitchen or even in a, maybe you have a large sitting area or a rec room down in a basement that's finished off, you can make that cabinetry the focal point of the whole room, and it can really kind of dress up the room and set the whole tone. It's one of those things that when somebody walks into your house, if it's done right, it can be one of those, wow, look at this room. Kind of moments, right?
Yes, and Armstrong, they've got great products and different designs and features. I mean, they've got so many options and things that they offer our customers. It'll just blow their mind.
I'm excited about talking about this because I think there are a lot of choices out there and some stuff that is a lot different than what used to be in the past. Thinking of the traditional oak cabinets that are beveled and all that stuff, which of course is fine, but there's all sorts of other options out there now. So, Brad, how long have you been in the industry with Armstrong?
I've worked for Armstrong for 26 years.
You started when you were 12, right?
I started when I was 12. I'm from Indiana, so we get to start working here at 14.
But, you can get married early and work early, yeah.
But you're so right about the cabinet part of any home insofar as return on investment. You can't, if you're going to put any money into your home, the return on investment in your kitchen expenditures or bathroom expenditures is the number one and number two item of any home. And I just want to say, you know, Armstrong, we're part of Armstrong Ceilings, Armstrong Floors. We're a worldwide company, many thousands of employees. And Kristen, we couldn't be happier with our partnership with Taylor Homes. They're wonderful folks. They've bought hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of cabinetry from Armstrong. And partnerships with people like Chris Taylor to Armstrong Cabinetry is our number one priority. I know he builds many homes for first time home buyers and last time home buyers, and Armstrong Cabinetry and Taylor Homes is well positioned for either buyer, and we're just very happy about our relationship with Chris Taylor and Taylor Homes.
Well, that leads me to a point that as people are out there searching for cabinetry or to build or to add an addition, that's one of the things that I think as a consumer you have to do some investigative work and ask the builder what kind of relationships they have. We talked about this last week a little bit about warranties, and this kind of goes hand in hand of when you have strong relationships with your contractors and the people that are supplying your building material, etc., then there's two things that are important, I think, for that, and you all may have more than this, but this is just my consumer perspective on it. One, of course, is making sure that you're going to have the right warranties in place and everything so that the quality is there long term. And the other one is that if you have a strong partnership, there's affordability because of volume.
Absolutely.
That's my two cents. And I think that's why you want to ask those kind of questions up front.
Right. And as Brad was saying, I mean, our relationships, I mean, I think that's a very, very valid point. I mean, it's not just about that one job. I mean, we have an ongoing multiple amount of business partnership. So if, you know, something pops up on a job that was done, you know, in the past, I feel very confident that Armstrong and Brad and his team are going to step up and take care of it, because it's not just about that one customer. It's about the entire account and that relationship that we've worked so hard over the years to establish.
Yeah, so that leads me to another quick question. If people are listening to this, Brad, and that is, what should people look for in cabinetry? This is kind of like looking for good quality furniture, in my mind.
Right.
Okay, and you know, you can go in and you can look at a piece of furniture, and you can look at the drawers for your dresser, and you can see if they have been, you know, how they're how are they glued together? How are they woven together? What's the quality? So some of the things, what are some of the things that people should look for in terms of if they want something that's going to last, and if they, you know, and I know when people buy their house, they think, oh, this is my dream home, or they're building it and I'm going to be there forever. But as we have talked many times before, we know statistically that people move every 5 years or so. So when you are building a house or you're picking out cabinetry, it's not only about what you like, but it's also about what it's going to look like 5 years from now or 10 or whatever it is.
Yeah, and, you know, since I work for Armstrong Cabinetry, we believe that everybody needs a new kitchen, Kristen, just like in your home. So
yeah, we'll I am way overdue. That's all I got to say to you about that.
And we're going to get in there and take care of that for you,
okay.
Too. But insofar as features and benefits, what I see in the marketplace and have all my life is probably the number one feature consumers are looking for today is a dovetail drawer. Insofar as number one, that's pretty much of an automatic these days. People want to upgrade their drawers to a pretty thick dovetail drawer.
And that, let's explain, just in case somebody didn't understand that, that's going to be where it looks like it's put together like a zipper. And I'm going to use that as an example. Okay, so just so people know.
Yeah, when the corners
right.
come together.
Yeah, so I just want to make sure everybody understands. Yeah, so you're looking for that so that you know that it's going to have more durability instead of just being glued to the front door of it.
Right.
Okay.
You know, I've been in the industry for many years, and you said it before, furniture, you know, which follow, it's an industry question. I mean, does cabinetry follow furniture, or does furniture follow cabinetry? We both follow each other insofar as colors, tones, features. You'll see dovetail drawers on your dresser drawer at home.
But, right.
Right now, Kristen, what's hot in cabinetry? Darker colors are more popular now than they were a few years ago, and it's the same way in the furniture industry. What we're seeing a resurgence of that we've seen many years ago is paints, white cabinetry, black cabinetry, sage green, various colors of paints are becoming very popular. Using different colors of cabinets and tones and trims in the same kitchen, I'm sure many folks have seen these in magazines and what have you. That is oftentimes adds no more expense to the kitchen, but makes your kitchen look very different from anybody else on the block.
Yeah, I was looking through your website, and if folks are listening to this and they want to go out and do a little searching, you can go out to armstrong.com to find their examples. But it kind of browses through some kitchen spaces on the website, and every one of them has cabinetry that complements an island area or eating area or a kitchen sink island area or something that is in a different tone. It might have, you know, cherry cabinet, kind of a cherry stain, and then you might have black in the island. So I noticed how that looks, and it just, you know what, it makes it look like the island area is more of a piece of furniture
right.
that's been placed in there, right? Is that a good way to describe it? That seems very, like, that's it, almost as the kind of, and it really is still within a person's budget, but it makes it look a lot more sophisticated, I think.
And when folks partner with someone like Taylor Homes, they're going to get that look, Kristen, and I assure you, they're going to get that look for no more cost. I mean, you'll go to some kitchen shops in the area, and that look will cost you a lot more money, but it does not have to. And that's why we're very proud of our account down there, Chris Taylor and Taylor Homes. But so paints are popular. Accessories in the kitchen, your pull-out waste baskets and things like that, they're pretty much automatic these days. Granite countertops are very popular today. Many folks. Years ago, you know, everybody had a laminate countertop, the Wilson.
Right.
everybody knows the names, but granite countertop costs have come down. I know Chris Taylor offers them in his homes and sells many granite countertops. They can make a moderately priced kitchen just look fabulous. These kind of tops in a kitchen, and when you amortize costs like that over the period of a home, I mean, it's nothing. And the return on an investment, you go to sell that home with a granite countertop and these kind of accessories, you're going to sell that home a lot quicker.
Right.
Yeah. I noticed also on your website there is some what they consider more like modern styles, and one of the things that was on that list that I found kind of interesting that almost looks kind of retro in a way is that it's like thermofoil, or is that how you say it?
Yeah, thermofoil is a white thermofoil plastic type of material over a door. We've sold that kind of product for years. Now that is being kind of upstaged at the moment with paints. Our factory
just
started offering five colors of paint, and so thermofoil will probably diminish a little bit going forward in lieu of a warm tone paints, solid color paints in kitchens.
Okay.
But that's a very durable product, that thermofoil. We've sold it for decades.
Okay. Well, it just said, you know, it's kind of like it's one of those kind of things that almost looks shaker style in the way that it's kind of a simple finish. But, you know, it would be cute for a house that, you know, maybe in an area for a more, I guess, casual space, maybe. That's the way I would look at that a little bit more.
Well, and you said something that jogged my mind here. The shaker style in furniture and in cabinet is very in right now. Very, very popular.
Yeah, I noticed that on a lot of the website stuff, that it's,
you get shaker and cherry, maple, many, many species, many colors. You can get shaker in paints, but the shaker style, Kristen, is very popular right now.
Joining me this morning is Chris Taylor from Taylor Homes. He's president, and they are in six states, including Kentucky and Indiana. And we are talking this morning a little bit about cabinetry. So joining me is Armstrong, the folks from Armstrong Products. Brad Dickerson is with us, and he covers this region of the country as well. So both of them cover a fairly, you all are busy guys covering about a six-state region, aren't you?
I say we're always ripping and running.
Yeah, that's all right. Honey, there's plenty of people. I mean, it's always good to be busy. So
yeah, we got a great team, both of us do. I mean, I'm very proud of our team here at Taylor Homes, and the team that Brad's got there at Armstrong is just phenomenal. Everybody works well together.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about working together with you all. When people are talking about building a home, and they go in and, as I've told you, I grew up in new homes, and then I now live in a historical home. So I was never on the businessy side of building a home as a consumer, or at least I haven't been yet. And so one of the things that would concern me going in to talk about building a home is finding out what's standard and what isn't, and what the expectation should be as far as additional cost and add-on cost. And I guess, Chris, the question for you as you work with potential buyers and your clients is what expectations should they have when they sit down with a builder as far as added-on costs when it comes to, you know, because cabinetry is a very important aspect of a home, but I also think that people would have an expectation that it could be expensive if they buy something that's out of, I don't know, what standard or something. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure. You know, actually what we do as far as our sales team, when we meet with one of our valued customers, is that, you know, we always try to identify what their needs are first before we try to get into their wants. Needs is meaning how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, square footage, basement, garage, you know, whatever the case might be as far as those primary needs. But
yeah.
I will say that cabinetry comes very quickly into that need category. Outside of upgraded appliances and fancy brick gables and things of that nature, but you know, as far as our options, all of our model homes have cabinets in them, obviously, and plenty of optional upgrades and features that we can show to them that's being offered through Armstrong. So we try to guide them down the path of what's standard, and there's a lot of standard features that comes nice on our cabinets. But as Brad alluded to earlier, they can just go crazy with their upgrades on their cabinets, and you know, the pricing that we offer them is very, very reasonable when you consider what you're going to, whether it be from a Formica countertop to a granite and so forth.
Brad, now that you have some other choices and this painted cabinetry has become so popular, and you were saying that there's black and sage, and what are some of the other colors that you guys are coming out with? I'm just kind of curious what this
is. We have a light green, a light blue, an off-white, a white, and a black.
Okay.
At the present time, and the two most popular, Kristen, are white and black, or a combination thereof.
Okay, so differences in, as people are thinking about this, should there be a big cost differential in stain versus painted? Is that an issue?
No, it's okay. Not an issue. If you go into a high-end custom cabinet shop, that would be an issue, but with a company like Armstrong, no, it's not an issue. In other words, Taylor Homes would be able to offer this for, I think our high-end paint lines is no more than 10% more than a standard upgrade cabinet, so it's not a lot of money, but you get a lot of look for, for what I call pennies more. It's a few dollars more, but not a lot, Kristen.
Right. Okay. Well, I just want, you know, because when I look through the pictures, which, of course, you know, for women, that's, you want to look at the photos, and, you know, I think that's why Pinterest has become so popular as a social media outlet for a lot of women, because it's like this virtual corkboard that you could take those photos that you see on an Armstrong site or something else, and you can put them all in your account, and when you go in to meet with somebody like at Taylor Homes, you can say, here's what I'm talking about, right?
Right.
And people like that. So you see that look that is the, it actually is really kind of interesting, you know, the stained cabinetries maybe that are around the kitchen, and then you might have an island that's painted wood. And it's a nice contrast that gives some interest and character to the kitchen. As you're looking at that, a lot of people might say, well, that's great, but it might be cost prohibitive, but it really doesn't sound like it is.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, as far as, you know, paints and the stain colors is obviously a lot of a very popular feature that we're offering our customers, and upgrades and things of that nature. But, you know, a lot of other things like islands and peninsulas, leaded glass doors. I mean, it's just an endless possibility of what you can do with cabinets these days through Armstrong. Crown molding with rope inlays. I mean, it just goes on and on. So the aesthetics of the cabinets can just be off the charts.
The other thing that I want to get in here while we still have a couple minutes is, Brad, I noticed that you have a lot of cool little accessory type things that, and I was looking on the website to see if there was like a whole list of this, but, I noticed there was like some built-in things for shelves for people to make it functional to stack the recipe books or to put in some cool little kind of diamond-shaped wood pieces to do wine over, maybe a lower cabinet or something. So a lot of little extra things like that to make the room or the space a lot more functional.
Right. With the most popular accessory being a pull-out trash basket, and you've got everybody's seen where you walk up to your kitchen sink and pull down the drawer heads for storage and spice racks and what have you. Very popular today. Most folks want them in their new kitchens. You'll see some of that in almost every kitchen that we sell. But yeah, that is desired, yes.
Yeah, and the other thing I want to ask about real quick is other areas of the home. So we talked kitchen and bath, entertainment areas. You could also even have a cabinet made or something to have a desk area in a space or a study or in a kid's room, or to have space for storage, or a mudroom area to have space. Yeah, are you seeing a lot of those kinds of trends as well, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, we've got those features as well. I mean, it depends on the customer's taste, and we offer that, you know, wet bars, I mean, areas in, you know, finished basements, even as, you know, in-law suites with additional cabinets. There's all kinds of additional options and stuff that the customers can put into their cabinets.
Yeah, that's kind of it, you know, and great selling feature when you sell it that those built-ins are available to somebody else.
Right.
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 So, which is cool. All right, I want to mention again how you get a hold of the folks at Armstrong and Taylor Homes. Taylor Homes is at taylorhomes.com, of course, so you can go out and find their information and like them on Facebook and all. They do all sorts of social media stuff, so if you go out there, you can check that out. But it's Taylor Homes, and you can go and click on the information. You can also call the folks, and I'm blanking. Oh, five. I should have this right in front of me. I'm embarrassed.
Please, 1-800-96-TAYLOR.
1-800-96-TAYLOR. And if you want to look at some ideas, if you're thinking about talking to Taylor Homes and you want to see some of the cabinetry looks, I suggest you go out to Armstrong. It's just armstrong.com, and they have a whole photo gallery, which is really fun to look through, and it gives you some great ideas, and that's kind of a fun way to get yourself excited about the process. Thanks, Brad and Chris, for being with us this morning. I really appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks for having us,
Kristen.